sometimes feel like, oh my God, life's my God.
Welcome to Southeastern Zone, 90.9 FM KSLU. This is Experience Points. I'm MG.
And I'm Red Bear.
You just heard Critical Hit by MC Frontalot. We opened the show with an awesome song because we're awesome people, and this is an awesome show.
It's just going downhill from there.
I don't think so yet. Sorry we were gone last week. We have to recharge every now and then because we have...
low batteries.
We have Xbox, like the original Xbox controller batteries. You know, the ones that Energizer made?
Oh,
that,
yeah.
You know, you charge them.
Wow.
Everybody, I know, that's such a good scheme to, like, make controllers and then make rechargeable battery packs.
Yeah.
And then expect, like, you'll never need to replace these. Except, you know, every time you want to play a game, make sure you never take it off the charger. And then they say, oh, it's always good. Put it back on the charger when you're done. Except that kills those battery packs. And eventually people... Yeah, eventually you just give them the worst advice ever. Anyway, we're tangential. This is the show.
Wah!
This is the show where we talk about nerd and geek stuff.
We
drop the nerd hammer on you.
Get ready.
And we're going to be doing that this entire show. Before we do that... All of this audio, all of our musings, all of our blogs and everything, it's available on our website. Bear, what is the website I speak
of? Drop it, exppoints.com. Don't forget, double tap that P.
You got
to
double tap the P, otherwise
it'll
be wrong. We have...
Well, if you don't double tap, it'll still be alive at the end.
Oh, that's it. Yeah. Okay.
Just like a zombie.
It's a zombie. Our website's a zombie. We have a social media platform as well, you know, Facebook and Twitter and all that stuff, but it's hard to remember all of those. Just go to exppoints.com/social and you will get all of that stuff, including our PayPal and our Patreon, which is still totally alive. You can go and donate money to us.
Not a zombie.
It's not
yet.
A zombie. You can donate money to us directly via PayPal, or if you'd like to get something back for your buck, you can donate us No, you can't donate
to what
us.
Cause?
Donate us to Greece. They need it.
They could use someone
they
like
need
us.
A little enjoyment in their lives lately.
Yeah, they need some more geek and nerd knowledge.
You see, we watch news. We watch.
We're relevant.
Other news channels. No, Patreon is a great platform for us because we get to do cool stuff and get money for it, and you get to give us money and then get something back. Like we can make a bunch of cupcakes. And name them after you and then eat the cupcakes.
That's a thing that I'd like, willing to do.
Timmy
I would
Thompson,
sacrifice
Timmy
my
Thompson,
weight for that.
Thank you for donating $5, Timmy Thompson. Here's a cupcake with your name on it, and then we eat it.
Timmy Thompson, donate $5
please,
bucks to
Timmy
us.
Thompson.
I want
to
eat that cupcake.
We are going to cut to a song. We're going to come back, and we're going to talk about the stuff that we did. This is Heads Up, Hearts Down by I Fight Dragons. We'll catch you after
one.
The break. I'm MG.
And I'm Red Bear.
You're listening to this exclusively on Southeastern Zone.
90.9 FM KSLU.
Welcome back to Southeastern Zone, 90.9 FM KSLU. This is still Experience Points. I'm still MG.
And I'm always Red Bear.
That was Heads Up, Hearts Down by I Fight Dragons. Always love playing IFD because they are awesome people. They are super nerds just like we are.
You aren't kidding.
They're more music nerds, I guess, than we are music nerds.
We're just
nerds.
More musically talented.
They're more musically talented.
That's what I meant to
words.
We
aren't musically talented.
I'll remix that later. It'll be fine.
You know what? In my head, the music sounds the best.
The best.
Anyway, speaking of that, music people and the best, Foo Fighters... yes. Did you see what happened recently in social media news, everyone? Dave Grohl fell off stage, I guess, two weeks ago.
Broke his leg.
He got back on, and as it was
and
being
his
cast.
Throne.
Well, no. As it was being cast during the same show, he got back on stage and finished the show. Doctors said he couldn't play the remaining of the two or three shows he had, but.
He told him he could.
But now he is playing with a cast on his leg, propped up on an awesome rock throne.
Yes.
Like rock and roll throne. Playing, just jamming out. So good job.
Good on
recovery, Dave.
And I don't know if you've been on Reddit and saw all the photoshops of that.
Oh, no.
They are amazing.
No, but
so when you get bored tonight about 2 a.m., go on Reddit.
We are going to talk about Reddit a little bit later because thing been happening.
If you ain't been on the internet, then you don't know.
We're
here to save you.
What the internet did in the last 2 weeks. But before that, what did you do in the last week, Barry?
What did I do? I learned, again, that old video games were harder.
Which Zelda are you playing now?
Okay, so, update on that. I finished the first Zelda, Legend of Zelda.
Yep.
Words about that game I can't say on the air.
Right.
But I figured out why there's fans. Because after you get so far invested in this, you have to be a fan. Yes. Because obviously you're just like, you hate yourself if you're not.
There's not a lot of redeeming factors for the first Zelda, especially if you play it right now. You nostalgia if you played it back in the day, but that's the nostalgia kicking in.
No.
Playing it right now, if you've never played it, it's really hard. As a game, you're like, if this game was released right now and it's not a college class or a high school like final project, I'd be pretty upset.
Yeah, no, of head banging on walls for that game. And then I actually ended up, I cheated, I got a guide, because I'm not going to sit around for random happenstance to figure out where the dungeons and stuff are.
Yeah.
That's just dumb.
Well, it came with a map. It used to have a map. Again, the manual.
Yeah, the manual. The manual. Read the thing. You need to read that. Anyway, so I finished that. I haven't picked up the second one yet. I need a breather.
Are you actually going to play Legend of Zelda 2?
Yes. That's the point. This quest is to
Link's
play
Awakening.
Them all.
You're going to play Link's Awakening.
I'm going to play it.
Look, so. Sidebar, and this is we're going to air this. Sidebar, Link's Awakening is not a good game.
The Legend of Zelda was not a good game.
There was a Legend of Zelda that was on the Genesis, and it wasn't made by Nintendo. It was made by Ancient.
Okay.
And it was a top-down action adventure, like hack and slash. That is better than, and that wasn't particular. I mean, it was an alright game, I guess. But you know that third party, not first party version of Zelda is better than this first party version as a sequel as Zelda. Okay. So
you're really setting this up for me.
Look, Zelda. If you're gonna play all of them, make sure you play the Genesis one.
Okay. Well, I'll have to get a Genesis.
Yeah.
Thing.
Yeah, you will.
So speaking of old outdated consoles, the Super Nintendo.
Yeah.
One of my friends picked up The Lion King and Aladdin.
Dude, those are some really good games.
Those are both amazing games, and oh my lord, hard.
You want to know the fun thing, though? The Lion King and Aladdin. I definitely know Aladdin, but I'm pretty sure The Lion King got the same treatment. It came out for multiple consoles. It came out for the Genesis and for Super Nintendo. But the Genesis version of Aladdin, I think, got made different times. I think we did a show about this a while back. It got made three or four different times by separate developers, but very similar type of games.
Exactly.
Oh, we did it when Robin Williams passed away.
Yeah. And the interesting thing about the Genesis version versus the Super Nintendo version is on Genesis, there was a version where you, as Aladdin, had a sword.
Yes.
But Nintendo thought that was too violent.
You threw apples.
But apparently, you threw apples. But apparently being chased around by, animated swords and slashed in half is not too violent for Nintendo. You're the one doing the slashing.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, because I got slashed up by a lot of swords in that game.
Yep.
And so I did that and also finally got in Twilight Imperium, so you get ready, MG.
Okay.
You don't know what you're in for, but you're in for it. This is going to be the first episode of Bear With Me, and you're going to know why 6 hours into this. You're going to get it, then.
You're going to know why.
You're going to get it.
You're
going to be cheering with me. And, yes, you will. And then I also dove back into some game development, namely because I happened to find my Leap Motion
controller. Would dive into character development.
Ooh.
Anyway, game development.
Well, you wouldn't let me do my Foghorn Leghorn voice.
Yeah, because it's bad.
You're bad.
We'll do this. We'll do a bear sides.
Yeah, I'll do bear sides later. B sides. Ah, that's cool. Anyway, Unreal. I started that. Leap Motion. Got my hands. I got a nice little demo where I knock over pie.
Nice.
Because it's fun. Not like an eatable pie, but it's like four blocks I stack or three
blocks
I stack.
It looks like part of like Stonehenge itself.
Building Stonehenge, I suppose, and then you just slap it over.
You got bored building Stonehenge out of equally sized.
I don't know how they built it out of stone.
Equally sized sticks.
I've been bored like 10 minutes.
It was hard making it out of virtual game blocks.
It was. So I did that, and I started diving into the C++ code behind the Unreal Engine, and that's fun and annoying and great and loving.
Game development is definitely difficult. It's
I hate it, love it. Well, any kind of development. If you're going to be a developer programmer, learn to hate loving things.
Yeah,
Learn to love hating loving. There's a lot of love and hate, is what I'm saying.
Yeah, development is an interesting. Because we both do development. We both develop things. Professionally and privately. The best thing, and maybe we should have like a separate show about this, or at least a main topic about it. But like, you following a tutorial is not programming or development. Solving problems, that's the goal of everything. But the problem with like game development is that you don't even know what questions to ask. Like, you don't even know what you don't know to know. And it's like, it's hard to do that. But that's just my opinion, man.
So, that's what I've been doing this past week. Super exciting.
Awesome.
And MG, let's kick it over to you, Mr. Boring.
I am a little boring.
Ew.
I I watched, again, I rewatched, because Mr. Robot, we haven't talked about Mr. Robot yet, but Mr. Robot's a fantastic series. USA is doing it. If you have the chance, I think Mr. Robot episode one is on USA, or, I'm sorry, on YouTube. It's a USA show, though. Mr. Robot's really, really good, in my opinion. The second episode just aired. I caught up on Game of Thrones. I had pretty much gotten, like, I got two or three episodes into this current season, I think season five, and then I stopped watching it. So I caught up on all of Game of Thrones.
Oh, yeah.
Which was nice.
Peter Dinklage.
I don't know. Were you singing the entire theme just now with Peter Dinklage?
Peter Dinklage.
Yes. Anyway, the only character that matters. You know, for people that don't know, like, typically the second to last and the last episode in every season is like the big it happens episode. Like, that's when everything bad or everything good or everything just everything happens. I don't know. Those episodes this time, like, it wasn't a big. Maybe it's because Facebook spoiled.
Spoilers are definitely a thing.
Spoilers are a thing, and it's like it's hard. Like whenever you spoilers happen out of nowhere. You see a spoiler at
spoilers. They happen out of nowhere.
No, like
always protect yourself from spoilers.
The big
kids.
Tennis game thing that just happened, the U.S. Open or whatever.
Big Tennessee thing.
The big tennis thing.
Where
that
the
just
sports
happened.
Balls.
Yeah, with the yellow thing, the highlighter.
Not the checkery one that we went at.
Oh, that
the only time anyway. America cares about soccer,
right?
When we win it.
You watch that, and Kit Harington's there, and there's like all these spoilers, like he's got long hair, blah blah blah. And I don't want to spoil anything for anybody that hasn't seen it, but that I put two and two together because that's what I do. And
logically speaking.
Anyway, I've been playing Witcher 3. I am nearing the end of the game, but I'm taking so long to do the game because I am literally doing every side quest. As soon as I get quest or as soon as I see a notice board or an exclamation point, I go and I get the quest and I do the quests. I have a very simple formula. I look at my secondary quests and the Witcher quests or the contracts or even the hunting, the scavenger hunt quests, mm-hmm. and if they are at or below my level, I do all of those before I do the main quest storylines. And what that ends up doing is I'll complete everything, but the main quest storyline's so easy at that point. And I think I'm playing on like hard or normal. I'm not playing on like the hardest difficulty. So I will go back and I'll play it on, like whatever pillage mode or whatever mode they have that's hardest, I will play it on that. But I'm getting all the achievements, Good Old Games has this fantastic front end called Galaxy. It's sort of like Steam for Good Old Games, which I have the game licensed through, recommend everybody try it. We're going to talk a little bit more about the digital distribution platforms later in the show, but Galaxy, it's in open beta. It's really, really great. I would say sign up and try it. Even if you don't use GOG right now, it will change your mind about those games because
GOG is amazing.
Some of those games, like Caesar 3, I talked about Caesar 3 the other day, two or three shows back. Caesar 3 is on there. You want to get patches, you can do that. You want to get backups for your games, you can get them through that. It's very, very easy. And you know what? It doesn't shove itself down your throat. Well, like Steam, you can't, like, I installed Beyond Good and Evil. Well, I want to go ahead and play Beyond Good and Evil. Oh, I can't play it because I have to start Steam.
Right.
Even though it's installed, Steam needs to be running. And that's cool because you get the Steam overlay and everything. You mm-hmm. can take screenshots for games that normally screenshots.
So there's pluses and minuses to having that.
Well, the cool thing is, like, I run Good Old Games, and then I attributed Witcher to that, to Steam.
Mm-hmm.
And then I can take screenshots and upload it to Steam Cloud anyway. Big of a deal. Anyway, this is running along. I played that, and I played a little bit of Destiny. I'm trying to get back into Destiny. It's just not happening.
I was like, that face you just made, I don't feel like that's doing it for you. It is not happening.
Sometimes
you just got to move on.
I care less and less about
Destiny. I know you wanted the extra little emoticons or whatever.
I did.
And you didn't get it because you have to buy the whole game again.
I'm trying to get ready for the next thing, but it's just failing hard. And anyway, I'm looking
for... It's not your destiny,
it's
man.
Not my destiny. Not my fate. It's not my fate to like Destiny.
Speaking of fates, let me back up for a second. I accidentally watched a show called The Quest.
Sequest on land?
No.
Quest?
The best I can figure... It's still running, apparently. It's got one season out. It looks like a whole bunch of LARPers tricked a studio into letting them make a series, a reality show.
You know what? They made The Guild, and I felt like that's probably what they're trying to do. That's what you sound like you're describing. The Guild?
No, it's an actual reality show, and it's so bad. Watch it. It's so bad.
Well.
Let's play a song. This is getting depressing.
This is the Internet Medley by Gag Quartet. We're going to come back, and we're going to talk about our stuff. We'll see you after the break. You're hearing this exclusively on Southeastern Zone.
90.9 FM KSLU.
All your base are blown. on to us.
Hey, we're back on Southeastern Zone, 90.9 FM KSLU. I'm still MG.
And I'm always Red Bear.
You just heard Internet Medley by the Gag Quartet. Bear, do you watch The Simpsons?
Oh, Simpsons. I've seen a whole bunch of episodes, and they had a really fun arcade game back in the day.
Yes, they did.
Oh, my Lord.
It was like The Simpsons Bart something or other.
Was it?
For Super Nintendo.
I thought, okay.
Oh, no, I'm talking about
the arcade game.
I
just like, it was like The Simpsons game or something. How did you not play that?
I don't, I guess. I don't know.
You're missing out on life.
Anyway, the whole point of me bringing up The Simpsons is that, you know, in current geek culture, Simpsons makes a lot of reference to current geek culture and everything.
Yeah,
and,
that's
you know,
what they do.
You know,
it's how they stay relevant.
Yeah,
like
comic book guy and a bunch of stuff. Anyway, they're a big show. It's like the longest animated show. I think you were talking about it earlier.
Yeah, in history or
in
something.
In history or whatever.
Yeah.
Harry Shearer, the guy that does Mr. Burns, Ned Flanders, and Otto, Dr. Hibbert, and a few other people. Like, you know, four or five people on the
voices.
Show. They're not quite all like Seth MacFarlane that does like 90% of the voices. But Harry Shearer had said a while back that he is leaving The Simpsons. Fox even went so far as to say, you know, we wish him the best and we're going to start looking for new talent because we want to keep the show going.
Right, obviously.
You know, obviously.
I wonder why they would want to keep this show going.
Well, yeah. It's not like you can just kill off the character he plays. Like, he plays so many of them.
Right.
So you have to explain all that away. It's not like it's just one character that you deal with, like in a reality TV, or not a reality TV.
Reality like, show. Well, he just got voted off the show.
Where real people, you know, act. You know,
it's a live action show.
Yeah, a live action show.
Because voice actors are real people.
Right. 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 Sorry, I forgot about
you're
that.
You're kind of
for them, right now.
For
if you don't know, Silicon Valley, the guy that played the rich, crazy, weird guy.
I need to get back into watching that.
That in the first season, you know the I can't remember the guy. But anyway, he died.
Guy,
he died
you know.
In the show. Well, he actually died in real life.
Well, that's depressing.
And they had to write him off the show. So this is something that you don't have a problem with that in animated things. You could just find new voice talent. Thankfully, though, Harry Shearer and Fox
and no
have come
one
to an
would
agreement.
Possibly notice.
No. Well, you know what? There are some people that
I'm glaring at him.
You change. You change voice actors sometimes, and it's you don't notice. Like people
oh,
do.
I notice.
Like Elmo.
You don't know.
You don't know that Elmo's a different voice actor. You do. Okay, well, whatever.
I know my own
voices. Anyway.
That's all I'm saying.
Harry Shearer is not leaving the show. They've got him for at least two more years. So Simpsons fans, Simpsons fans can calm down. In other news.
In other news, we did turn on that one news channel that time and heard about Grease.
Yep, we did turn on that thing about news.
And I immediately turned that into a geek story.
Oh,
because
yeah?
I found out on Indiegogo that this dude had from London had launched an Indiegogo campaign to bail out Greece, and with a target goal of 1,600,000,000,000 euros.
That's a lot of euros.
That's a lot of euros. I mean, hey, it takes a lot to bail out a country.
How did he do? How did the campaign?
Well, it ran for 8 days. It got 108,654 people to commit to saving Greece, an entire country.
Seems like a lot of people.
Yes, a lot of people. They committed 1,930,577 euros.
Wait, didn't they ask for like a billion something?
No, it asked for 1,600,000,000,000.
Oh, okay.
So that hitting a miss.
Hold on.
They tried.
Hold on, wait. How many people?
108,654.
So, and how much money did they raise?
1,930,577 euros.
So it's
euros.
Like everybody gave like 17 euros.
Probably. Let's see, the max you could give was
Full amount.
That would be great.
The max you can
no
give would
one
be full
gave
amount.
A million euros, which plus shipping, whatever.
How does that work?
I guess you have to ship the euros. I don't know.
Are banks not a thing?
Although it looks
wires.
Like seven people did commit 5,000 euros to this.
I guess 5,000 euros. Euros are more expensive than dollars. I think so.
Yes. I guess that's a way to phrase that.
Yeah, like the translation. Go ahead and look that up.
Yeah.
So that's kind of interesting.
So that's what's happening in the outside world.
Greece is having some problems.
U.S. dollars worth 90 euro.
Okay, so that would be like $4,000 ish.
Yeah, something
like that. Bah. Crazy.
So yeah. Well, Indiegogo did not bail out Greece, unfortunately.
Well.
Although, think about how that would have been, how awesome that would have been had that worked.
That would have been really awesome. That would have been the internet coming together for a good cause.
Yeah.
Speaking of the internet coming together for a good cause, let's talk about Reddit. fantastic.
Never find
we're done.
More
we're
vile.
Done, we go. Just roll music for the other, you know, the rest of the show. No, so I want to say 2 weeks ago or a week ago, Reddit fired or got rid of one of their the person that did AMAs. And for they weren't very transparent about it. And
for
as a result,
reasons, go
at,
away.
As a result, most subreddits or a lot of the popular subreddits locked themselves down, went private. And I know I'm not like I couldn't get into much.
Yeah,
you know, I couldn't get into a lot of problems.
They also banned all the like hate groups.
Yeah, they went,
there was a lot of hate over that. Ironically,
they went through they went through a lot of the hate groups and pruned them,
like,
and then
what was it? Fat people hate. I think
yeah,
that was
fat
one
people
of the
hate was the big one. fat people hate was the big one. no hate though.
Jerk.
Seriously. Anyway, he's scowling at me. Anyway, the CEO came back and said, hey, we're sorry. Though I think people just wanted her gone. They wanted the CEO to quit.
Yeah, they were calling for like blood on this. Like, get out of there.
Yeah, they really got up in arms about it. But I think as of now, a lot of the groups have kind of went public again.
Yeah, it seems to be calming down.
They said, we're sorry.
Back to your regularly scheduled internet.
That's it. And other news, whenever you play a video game, and I have The Witcher in front of me, a patch information about The Witcher.
Cool.
For those that are playing
The Witcher,
The Witcher
3, patch, that's good.
I got The Witcher patch, yeah. It gets me off of The Witcher slowly but surely.
That's great.
So we have, for PC, 1.06 came out a couple weeks ago, I guess 2 weeks ago. CD Projekt Red, the company that makes The Witcher, is pretty active in deploying patches. So 1.07 is coming within the next, I guess, I don't know, like maybe a week or something. It's really, really great. There's a new movement system coming in that you can – you're not going to be forced into it, but you can just use a different movement system for the main character. You're going to get an item like stash, like a chest or something. You can put items in that will
be
located around
like
the world.
That'd be good.
Yeah, it's like a universal storage or whatever. Crafting and alchemy items no longer carry weight to them because that's a big thing in these games is inventory weight. You can only carry so much. I guess it's what, dexterity or something? Not dexterity. There's a vitality. There's something that builds the inventory, amount of inventory or whatever. I hated that in Fallout because
– that was always terrible.
You know, you can't carry a lot early on, but you have a lot of things available. So I remember going, all right, I'm dropping this here next to this garbage can. Or I'd even put it in the garbage can or something, you know?
I've used to go into houses and like I would claim a house to store certain types of items.
Yeah. Well, anyway,
they're fixing their inventory
and everything. Multiple sorting options, books, and things are going to have their own tabs and a few other things.
And I will say, I am such a nerd. I love like the Morrowind series and everything because of all the books you can read in it.
This is how Witcher is.
Yeah, and I love that. I'm such a nerd. I love to read books in my video games.
Yep.
Play video games.
It's called
books.
It's a super gameception sort of thing.
Yeah.
One of the big things is they're doing a couple of performance enhancements for like optimizations for effects and the overall gameplay. I only bring up the Witcher patch to connect and segue into video games with like characters with really nice hair.
I have really nice hair. After like a year.
After
nice, by the way.
Yeah, you've been growing it out.
Yes.
Yeah,
and
then it's the summer and
nice
it's like
hair.
Killing you.
Yeah, well, a great time, you know, grow your hair long in the Louisiana summer.
Yeah.
Because that's an intelligent thing. Anyway, NVIDIA is going to save us all with hair.
In video games, hair is hard because you want hair to be looking realistic, but realistic hair is performance hit.
Yeah.
Because you render all these tiny little strands. In fact, for like Monsters, Inc. By Pixar, one of the characters is like nothing but covered in hair.
Right.
Sully, or not Sully. Yeah, Sully.
Well, Sully's a big teddy bear guy.
Right. He's got a lot of hair. And it's all of those tiny little fur strands or whatever
have to be individually animated
and individually calculated. And it takes a long time because you want it to look realistic. Video games kind of do this in a really weird, shoddy way by clumping a lot of hair together. So if you look at, say, a recent game like Tomb Raider.
Just pretend you're walking outside in Louisiana, so your hair's all
there
clumped
you go.
Together.
There you go. What more? You know what? That's exactly sort of what happened in Tomb Raider, Lara Croft in 2013. Lara Croft's character.
Was that the one where they started?
They used Tress Effects.
Yeah.
Tress
Effects. I remember turning that on.
Which is similar, but not the same technology. But again, it's similar enough. Where it would try to render each individual strand of hair. So when you turned it off, the wind would blow a bunch of hair in one direction or whatever. Whenever you turned it on, you would see much more volume, much more hair. The light would be different or whatever.
It would glitch out and go crazy.
It would glitch out and go crazy, and it would lag you a good 15 to 20 solid frames.
Yeah.
But HairWorks by NVIDIA, which is included in The Witcher, it's built in. HairWorks is a great way, or at least you'd hope it'd be a great way to sort of overcome this. But in The Witcher 3, when you turn HairWorks on, it looks fantastic. It looks great, and it also drops you 20 or 30 frames. So. Yeah, you know. You're beautiful.
Do you want good hair, Matt, or do you want high frame rates?
Right, so that's the thing. That's the thing.
It costs to look this good.
HairWorks is getting overhauled, and NVIDIA just...
And the new demo video.
Oh, yeah, the demo video looks really good. In fact, it's I think Kotaku or Gizmodo had the title. It says something about it being a shampoo commercial.
Because yeah, I could see that.
It looked like the wind...
Like Suave or someone needs to put this up.
The hair was blowing towards great. It. Honestly, it looked like Liquid Snake from Metal Gear Solid. it looked like the hair was blowing towards the camera, and then it was kind of falling back, and it looked really, really great. So hopefully the future is right around the corner for that, because I want really, really nice-looking hair in video games, because it helps with immersion. It helps with the cinematography of a video game.
Yes.
You know?
As much as... and I'll be honest, I bash graphics a lot, because I say everything's pretty these days, and there's no excuse not to be. But, making a good-looking game, that immersion is a big deal, and having it visually stunning and... Pulling you in. That's how. Pull me in with your hair.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying.
Pull in with the hair. Before we get off the Metal Gear train, Twitch is playing Metal Gear, and for a while there, it wasn't going that great, but it's actually kind of picked up. This is the latest in a long line of Twitch plays XYZ video game. For those that haven't played Metal Gear,
Pokemon.
It is a hard game. This is actually, they're playing the Game Boy Color version called Ghost Babel. You know what? It's a fun game. I remember having a Game Boy Color or Game Boy Pocket or something. I was playing a late version Game Boy console and playing this game. And it's these games are hard.
Yes, we've discussed this.
Old games are kind of hard.
Old games are hard.
Yeah. Anyway, we're
gonna that on a T-shirt.
We're going to come back after the break and we're going to talk about our remaining segments. This is My OCD because I have OCD by Rhett and Link. I'm MG. Say your part. I'm MG. Do your job. I'm MG. He's choking. Did you not know I had OCD? I mean, I'm not like clinically like.
You threw my brain off because in my brain I corrected to CDO.
I'm CDO.
As it should be.
Anyway. I'm MG.
And I'm Red Bear.
You're listening to Experience Points on Southeastern Zone.
90.9 FM KSLU. That picture frame. Those hooded strings. They are driving me insane.
We're back on Southeastern Zone, 90.9 FM KSLU. Still MG.
Still Red Bear.
Still Experience Points.
Woo!
You just heard My OCD by Rhett and Link. We're going to continue on with some news. Did you, you've heard of Dragon Age, right?
I play some Dragon Age. It kind of annoys me, but you know, it's a thing.
So the latest Dragon Age Inquisition game, it has a couple of DLCs already. The next DLC.
I almost care.
Well, Inquisition is not bad. It's definitely, it's not two. And no, it's sort of
well,
like...
I'll throw it back. It's the reason I don't like the type of gameplay where you're basically like a GM for an entire like D&D group.
Oh, yeah.
I just
that is
to
kind
play
of
the
annoying.
One character.
And
to be fair, that's just me and my bias.
I bet you would really like Final Fantasy XII then. Final Fantasy XII introduced the Gambit system where you could effectively let the game play for you while you ate a sandwich.
Yeah, I don't really want to play games. I just want to watch games played.
Well,
I should watch more Twitch.
It's a real-time... real-time fights, so it's more like Kingdom Hearts, sort of.
Okay.
But you don't control... You could control what your characters are doing, or you could just play the one person, and they'll play themselves. And they'll heal when they're supposed to, if they're a healer. You unlock Gambit, so the longer you play the game, like the easier it gets to not be anything else other than that person.
At the end, you can just leave the game running indefinitely.
Yeah, more or less.
Yeah.
All right, so Dragon Age Inquisition's next DLC will only be for PS4 and Xbox One. They are leaving 360 and PS3 out of that. This is the beginning of the end for these things.
It's the end of the world.
End of the world as we know it. Speaking of the end of the world.
I sent that paper and I saw this over the weekend.
Speaking of the end of the world. So one of my favorite games, and I haven't...
I couldn't imagine from looking at you what your favorite game could possibly be.
Yeah.
He's wearing a Mega Man shirt. Everyone.
Yeah, I know, right? one of my favorite game series is Mega Man. It may be my favorite game series. There's a lot of... like, again, when you have so many games in a series, you know, with one or you know, one of the themed main character like Mega Man, Mega Man X, Mega whatever.
Mega whatever.
Mega blah, blah, blah.
Why is that not one?
It's Mega blah, blah, blah. It's so hard to say... You know, I love the series because you may not like every game in the series.
I love this series!
When Mega Man Universe was on the burner to get created, where it was this build-your-own Mega Man world, even with bad box art Mega Man and...
Bad box art Mega Man.
Yeah, it was effectively like Little Big Planet with Mega Man.
Oh, I love Little Big Planet.
But the thing is, like, that's not really a Mega Man game. That's just you trying to cash in. Mega Man Universe would have been. I'm glad it didn't get made. There are a bunch of games that happened in the series that I just really could care less for. So when I say I'm a Mega Man fan, understand that I take the good with the bad. One of my favorite consoles ever was Mega Man Legends and Legends 2. This was
awesome.
Inafune, before he got kicked off, exiled, or quit Capcom, whatever happened there. It was one of my favorite series because I was amazed as a kid playing a game that's 3D, that's Mega Man, that's awesome, I could jump and I'd be a jump man.
So many kids are laughing at us right now.
Yeah, but I mean, yeah, it was a game, it was in 3D, and guess what? They voice acted a lot of this stuff. It had anime inspiration. It was really, really awesome. It was fantastic. Right.
It was, actually.
And you know what? Mega Man Legends 2 is actually a pretty expensive game now. I think it's still $70 for a used PS1 copy. I have two, actually. Misadventures of Tron Bond, if you have one of those, talk to me because I'd buy it from you. It's very, very expensive. Anyway,
speaking of Tron Bond, look at those characters.
Oh, you know, we're getting to this. I have a piece of paper in front of me, and if you're a Mega Man Legends fan, you already know what I'm gonna talk about. But
the
problem was back in the day for the DS, the 3DS rather, Nintendo said, "Hey, we're working with Capcom. We are gonna do Mega Man Legends 3. It's gonna be great. Here's some demos. Here's a thing. It's gonna be fantastic." And they canceled it. And then fans got outraged, and they kind of brought it back with a demo. And then they canceled it again. And it's been dead. It's dead now. It's as far as we know, it's not getting made. So Kenji Inafune gets kind of kicked off or exiled or quits Capcom or whatever.
Went out for lunch and didn't come back. Something.
Long story short, he went on to create Comcept, and they did Mighty Number 9. Now, Mighty Number 9 is not released yet. It's close. It's this year.
It's about to be, yeah.
It's this year, I believe. And
I thought they threw a pre-order up on Steam.
They threw a pre-order up on Steam, and you know what? They have the Kickstarter that was wildly successful because people threw money at their screens, through the screens at the
screens.
You
literally funded the whole thing, didn't you?
Not the whole thing.
That's why you're living out of a cardboard box.
Well, they're not done with Mighty Number 9. Like, it's not released.
Could have saved Greece, but no, he wanted Mighty Number 9.
Let's stay on topic. Mighty Number 9 is not out yet.
Okay, no, it's not out yet.
Comcept is already and has already created another Kickstarter. In fact, look this Kickstarter up.
I did already look this Kickstarter up.
It's already
up.
Ready.
Oh, no, but I
Kickstarter is already made and up for their replacement for Mega Man Legends called Red Ash, the Inedible Legend.
Yeah, it is.
And I can't remember what it was at whenever I funded it. It wasn't very close to its funding goal. Is it funded
yet?
It's not funded yet.
It's approaching the halfway point.
Okay, so
it's at $322,189.
So it's over $300,000 out of what, the million?
800.
Oh, okay. 800. And they've got like 25 days left still.
Yeah. And I get paid Friday, so I guess who's throwing
awesome.
Some money at
this? Yeah, I know. I threw $70 at this thing because I wanted the jacket, and I wanted the beta, and I wanted all of it.
Yeah.
Look at the inspiration for this game, if you are a Mega Man Legends fan, stop the show or
pause the live stream
turn the volume up and go to your laptop or your computer and figure this out. It's called Red Ash, REDASH, the Inedible Legend. The neat thing is there's a game that's going to look fair. You know, when you see the concepts and everything, you're like, all right, this is going to be Mega Man Legends. They've got the composer for Mega Man Legends. They got the art director.
They have a lot of staff.
They got a ton of the I don't have the list of the people, but
my number 9.
It's great to see that we may actually be getting the Mega Man Legends, you know, sequel more or less that we deserve.
The creator,
art
designer.
We don't get the closure that we wanted for Mega Man Legends 3.
The game director.
Yeah,
I'm reading out who worked on Mega Man Legends.
Yeah.
The lead background artist, the UI designer,
So it's almost everybody that made the game. It's not the voice actors, you know? I mean,
right.
But still, it's really, really great. The neat thing is they sort of are working in conjunction with Studio 4C that they're going to make a Red Ash animation. They're going to make an anime called Magic Akeda. And it's effectively, it's the same universe, it's the same people, but they're going to leave a little bit of room for, I guess, interpretation or something. So artistic freedom. It's going to be awesome. Please, we're going to put a link in the show notes on the site, but it's going to be awesome, I think. I hope it gets funded. I can't imagine it's not
going to get
funded.
Watch the video and the animatics that go with it. It looks amazing.
Yeah, it looks really, really good.
I am actually going to throw some money at this. I didn't throw any money at Mega Number 9, which I'm going to wait for it to come out and see how that is.
Yeah, I you know what?
Mighty Number 9,
I want it to be Mega Man X. I want a Mega Man X. And if this is if I have to throw money at the screen until they make another Mega Man X, I will do it. Now, again, Inafune wasn't in charge of X, if I remember correctly. But you know what? I think this will pay off. It's going to work out.
Yeah.
To end out this news segment, something
has been your news.
We talked about good old games, Galaxy, GOG Galaxy,
right,
earlier. The reason I like good old GOG Galaxy is because it doesn't impress upon you itself too hard. It doesn't shove itself down
your
throat.
It exists. It's there. Cool.
It's there. You can get all your stuff through it, or you don't have to. And that's the nature of DRM. Well, it's the nature of DRM-free content.
Right.
So GOG,
you
can go to GOG.com and download whatever you want, and that's it. You can get it through your browser, or you can get the thing, log into Galaxy, and get all your stuff through that, and it puts it in the right place, and it gets you patches, and everything's great. It's all the reasons you use Steam or Origin or Uplay. The problem is that you've got Steam and then Origin and then Uplay. And that's a lot of stuff you have to manage.
Yes,
and I don't like managing all that stuff. And I have right now, I've got Uplay from Ubisoft, Origin from EA, Steam from Valve, Galaxy from
basically your taskbar is full of the different.
Yeah, more or less. It's just a lot of digital distribution clients.
And then the entire Adobe suite.
And then all of the Adobe Master Collection. The crazy thing is, you know, we'll never get rid of Steam, EA's, Origin, or Ubisoft because they all have their separate and different DRM policies. Now, Steam's really good. Origin is palpable. Uplay is useless.
Now.
But yeah, it's palpable. You can tolerate it. You'll never get rid of that because if you want to play Battlefield, you've got to get Origin. If you want to play, you know, Assassin's Creed, then most likely you have to get Uplay or some of them are on Steam. There can be a better way to deal with this, and one set of developers actually is looking to do that with something called Project Ascension. This is effectively a dashboard that has Steam games, Origin games, and Uplay games all in one place. Just to quote the developers, quote, Project Ascension's intent is to create an open source and multi-platform launcher for storing games, searching for good deals and prices, and optionally using community features. If they do that,
sounds amazing.
That will be fantastic. I will hug them in.
It would be
the
like
internet.
The trillion of.
Oh
games.
Yeah, it'll be pigeon. It'll be
yeah,
game
be pigeon.
Pigeon.
Yeah, game pigeon. Wow, why didn't just call it that?
Game pigeon.
Game pigeon.
It's like pigeon for games, yeah. Guys.
And I do have one more thing I want to throw out. In, I guess kind of news way.
Yep.
Since we're talking about throwing money at screens, Humble Bundle this time has a game dev starter pack.
Oh,
which
awesome.
Is actually pretty cool with this little tool that I've been playing with called Spriter Pro.
Mm-hmm.
And you make little 2D sprites, and I have way too much fun with that.
Dude, 2D sprites
are... But anyway,
are...
I think you have to pay like $12 to get that, and it's like worth like $60 alone.
When is that, when is that bundle? Is that a weekly bundle? So it'll be done Friday
bundle
or Saturday?
Time running out. You have, what is that, 12 hours? 12 days. 12 days, 20 hours, 20 minutes, 51
so, yeah.
seconds from 4:39 because we recorded early.
Sorry. Our bad.
I know you wanted to think I was actually right behind the mic right now.
That's it.
But I got to listen to me. I'm that narcissistic.
We preview our own shows. Well, cool. Yeah, I'll have to hit that later.
Yeah, get you some.
Anyway, we're going to cut to a song. We're going to come back. We're going to end up the show. This is Absolute Territory by Ken Ashcore.
Yay!
You're hearing it here exclusively on Experience Points. I'm MG.
And I'm Red Bear.
You've been listening to Southeastern Zone.
90.9 FM KSLU.
Hey, we're back on Southeastern Zone, 90.9 FM KSLU. Still Experience Points, but this is the end of it. I'm MG.
Oh, I'm Redberry.
We're like done of it.
We're done here.
We're done. Look, hey, thanks for hanging with us tonight. You just heard, I'm sorry, Absolute Territory by Ken Ashcore. We are out. We are done. We are out of time. But thank you for hanging with us with the news and everything. If you enjoyed this show, which I hope you did.
I hope you did too.
If you enjoyed this show and you want to hear more shows, come back next week, next Wednesday. Again, we're trying to be more consistent over the summer. But sometimes it's so hot or it's too wet and we can't make it to the station. Anyway. You can hear us next Wednesday, 9 to 10 p.m. if we're lucky. If we're not, you can hear us online anytime you want. We almost have like 80 shows. We're approaching 100 shows.
Really? Is that with all Bear?
No, that's including the backlog of
before the show got good.
I shouldn't say that.
There's some good guys
it
before.
It may be just with you, actually. I don't know.
Let's check it out.
Go
to exppoints.com, double tap that P to find out.
You can look at all the stuff that we've been posting, including all the radio shows and everything. If you'd like to check us out on social media, like, subscribe, listen, view, or whatever.
However you absorb your media.
Hold on. There's a lot of verbs for social media. Everyone's got their own verb.
You got to tweet things.
Like us.
You got
to
like.
Subscribe to us. You know.
Plus it.
Plus it. If you want to plus us, you can go to exppoints.com/social.
Plus me.
/social. That's what you want to go to. You'll find all the stuff, including PayPal and Patreon, if you want to give us money for us to do things. We're out of time. Plus. We're going to be back later. Thanks for hanging with us. I'm MG.
I'm Red Bear.
You're going to end the show with Airbrushed by Anamanaguchi. You've been listening to Southeastern Zone.
90.9 FM KSLU.